Normally, God does not concern himself with Broadway theater. But it is not surprising that on the one recent occasion when he came to its aid, it was a David Merrick musical. Normally, Merrick would not have needed God's help. By the summer of 1980, he had been producing plays and musicals on Broadway for over 30 years. He was not just a Broadway producer. In the minds of many people who worked in the theater, as well as many who simply bought tickets, he was the Broadway producer, the man who summed up the mystique of the New York theater in its best years. If his name eventually came to suggest power and magic, it was not an accident. He worked hard at it.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway.
The first night of 42nd Street, August 25th, 1980, was probably the last grand opening night in Broadway history, the last occasion when old money and old glamour outshone the new. Among the famous faces in the audience were those of Henry Kissinger, Neil Simon, Joseph Papp, Joan Fontaine, Anne Baxter, and Bob Fosse. Director Gower Champion, however, could not be there. Knowledgeable theatergoers knew that he was in Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital with what the Times had reported was a virus. Whatever clouds were cast over the proceedings by the absence of the director were dispelled as soon as the lights dimmed and the orchestra began the overture. Merrick had been true to his word. Instead of the antiseptic little preludes that often open Broadway musicals, here was a full-blown overture that fairly wafted from the pit. The orchestra was full of brass, winds, and percussion. No fussy genteel strings. It stepped forward brashly, like some circus pitchman dressed in flashy duds, describing in the most direct, most extravagant language the spectacle to follow. The audience responded with a roar of approval. The applause became even more thunderous as soon as the curtain rose on a stage filled from one end to the other with people dancing. The sound of 48 pleated shoes working at a frantic pace could not drown out the audience's wild applause. The laughter, the delighted gasps, as Champion stage wizardry unfolded were all genuine. Not the phony, forced enthusiasm you sometimes hear on opening nights. The audience was a real audience, not a bunch of nervous backers. The show was a hit.